These were the two most obnoxious drunks.
They met with a bang.
He cut me off, and she barrels right into me. Then jumps out of her car and goes, look what you just did.
Then escaped in a flash.
She shoves me out of the way so she can jump in her car and leave the scene.
Why did you leave?
Because she was pushing me to the ground.
No way.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Joanne Wilbert is suing fellow motorist, 18-year-old Sarah Eubanks, for damages from a hit-and-run accident on the highway.
Order. All rise. Now it's case number 62 on the calendar in the matter of Wilbert versus Eubanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
What were you fighting with the boyfriend about?
Oh, earlier?
Earlier. What were you fighting with the boyfriend about? Sit up straight.
You look. I am.
Yeah. Not to me. What were you fighting with the boyfriend about?
I don't know. We fight all the time.
Okay. Well, this is what this case is about. You were coming out of a bar with the boyfriend, out of the Tumbleweed Bar. Is that where you had been earlier?
No.
Were you in that parking lot?
No. We were actually on the same side as the Texaco. It's called the Shadow Lounge. I had met him there.
Okay. That's where you were fighting with him. And he had his own car and you had your car?
Yes, ma'am.
And he left before you did?
Like 2 seconds.
Correct. And you were following him?
Yes.
And somehow this lady's car got hit?
Yes.
Now you can tell me the story. When did it happen? You know what I would like you to do?
Sure.
Would you do me a favor?
Okay.
I want you to put him outside until I'm ready to call him as a witness or until she's ready to call him as a witness. There's something irritating about him.
Okie doke.
Thank you.
My man.
I commend you for that action, ma'am.
Just 1 second. Okay. Go ahead.
Ma'am, this accident actually took place September 21st at approximately 9:21 in the evening. I was traveling westbound in my vehicle in the far right-hand lane of the highway. The speed limit in this area is 30 miles an hour. I was doing exactly that because there's a lot of traffic. It's a highly congested area. The two vehicles, the first vehicle came across the three lanes of traffic into my lane.
That would be that character who I
yes,
just
ma'am.
Threw out.
Yes, ma'am. The second vehicle also came over from the same parking lot and hit me, okay? And I have the photos to show you that this person, when they hit me from my driver's side door down to the very front of my vehicle. She, like, collided with me kind of parallel mm-hmm. in my lane of traffic. In order to clear the accident scene, we had to go to the Texaco gas station. At the Texaco gas station, there's a small little area here where we pulled aside to assess the damage, call the police.
Step back. You can step back now.
Okay.
Now you can tell me what happened in the gas okay. station.
What happened at the gas station is basically a free-for-all. These were the two rudest, nastiest, most obnoxious drunks I've ever run into. The very first thing that both of them do is jump out of their vehicle.
You mean he stopped?
He stopped, yes, ma'am. And he's now in the lead vehicle up here. Us two are parked parallel to each other at the scene.
And what did he say to you?
He jumps out of his car and, excuse my French, no disrespect to the court, he said, look what the f*** you just did. I looked at him and I said, excuse me? This lady right here then jumps out of her car and goes, look what the f*** you just did. Like I say, like in unison, okay? I said, you guys have got to be out of your mind. You hit me in my lane of traffic. I was not speeding. He cut me off, and she barrels right into me. The photos that I have for you, ma'am, I'm sorry, they're black and white, will definitely let you know that where she hit me was correct.
Put the photos down. Your vehicle was fixed by her insurance.
First of all, my insurance, ma'am, because for like 3 months, we could not find who her insurance was. Was she insured? And the police were carrying her as an uninsured motorist.
But your complaint is for an assault.
Yes, ma'am.
That happened on the 21st of September.
Yes, ma'am. In the parking lot of the Texaco gas station.
Go ahead.
Okay. Once we're out of the vehicles, the gentleman is standing at the back of his car with his arms folded, kind of yelling obscenities at me. She comes around the back of her car to where my car is. She is so drunk that what happens is she looks at her car and she goes, oh. She kicks her car and falls down. I looked at her and I said, oh my God. I said, lady, you are so drunk. I said, I'm calling the police. Ma'am, there was a witness at the Texaco gas station that had already called the police. So the police were already en route. She jumps up, puts her arm around me and says, oh, we don't need to call the police. We don't need to call the police. My father runs a body shop. He will fix everything. He will fix everything. I said, no, ma'am, we've been involved in a motor vehicle accident. This needs to be reported. She goes, I'm not going to report this to the police. I can't report this to the police. I got to go. She shoves me out of the way so she can run around the back of her car, jump in her car, and leave the scene. She's throwing up gravel and all kinds of stuff all over me. Now, her boyfriend or whoever her friend is there, he's still standing up there waiting in his car. And he crosses his arms and gives me this real indignant look and goes, I bet you didn't get her information, did you? And I said, I bet you I did, because I wrote it down. When I was going to call the police, I was looking for my cell phone in my vehicle. I wrote her license plate number down. What happened is he goes, oh, really? You've got her license plate number? I says, yeah, and I've got your information about you. He stands right there and says to me, oh, well, if you got her information, I'm not staying around for this either. He jumps in his car and he takes off. Now the police are already en route. The first police officer comes to assist me at the gas station.
Can I see the police report, please?
Yes, ma'am. Both of them, sir. So the
when first she shoved you, what happened?
She had to shove me out of the way, ma'am, so she could go around the corner to jump in her car and speed away.
Were you injured?
I was injured in the accident, ma'am, because of where she hit me. My seatbelt restrained me quite significantly, and because the seatbelt again was across my chest, what happened is I got some bruise injuries, and I was treated for a bruised heart.
May I see the photographs, please?
Yes, ma'am.
And is what you're telling me that your insurance paid for this?
Yes, ma'am, because we could not find her insurance company. Apparently, she had either given fraudulent information or she was not the actual insured person, the driver of the car.
When did the police finally contact you, Ms. Eubanks?
Like 15 minutes after all this happened. When I showed up at Brandon's parents' house, I called the police then, and then that's when they showed up. And they got they got my insurance information.
Why did you leave?
Because she was pushing me to the ground, telling me she was going to kill me.
No,
no
ma'am.
No way.
Total
no
lie.
Way.
Total lie.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You're starting to break out in hives on your chest when I just asked you that question.
It's really hot.
No, it isn't. And you weren't hot before I asked you that question.
And later today,
you acknowledge that you made payments on the loan.
I didn't ask you for a reason.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Joanne Wilbert says fellow motorist Sarah Eubanks crashed into her on the highway and fled the scene. Sarah claims she fled because Joanne threatened to kill her.
The boyfriend get pulled over by the police?
Yes.
Did he get a DUI?
He got...
That's either yes or no.
Yes.
I'm sorry would be nice here. I'm sorry would be nice here.
Sorry?
To her, not to me, you idiot. To her, not to me. I'm sorry would be nice here.
This is just a complete lie.
It is so not. A complete lie.
She's saying that her insurance paid for her insurance initially paid for it, but 2 weeks after
I'm
the accident.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you hitting her car and almost killing her.
I am sorry for hitting her car. I am.
Yes.
She was
I'm sorry for hitting you. And I'm sorry for hitting your car. And I'm sorry I got a drunk idiot for a boyfriend.
I didn't hit her. I never hit her.
Hit her car, I'm talking about. Hit her car. I'm sorry would be nice here. And what I asked you, the first question I asked you, Ms. Eubanks, is why did you leave the scene of the accident?
Because she was pushing me to the ground.
No, she wasn't. Show me a police report where you complained to the police that she pushed you. Show me a police report.
I don't have a police report. I don't have anything.
You have nothing.
They never gave me anything. When after they came to his parents' house, they didn't give me anything. They asked me
questions.
Where do you live
in Texas?
Got my insurance.
Yes, ma'am.
Where do you live?
Parker Heights, Texas.
Yeah. Don't get it. I mean, I don't get it. Unless they have very, very busy county there.
Ma'am, I can show you that up until November, her insurance never even tried to get a hold of me to resolve
this. Ms. Eubanks, is what you're telling me that your insurance company reimbursed her insurance company?
Yes, ma'am.
I want to see it. This is from her insurance company.
Saying that my
her insurance company is writing to your insurance company. It says, our investigation, her insurance company, shows that your insured, that would be you, is responsible for this accident. And they're notifying your insurance company that they intend to recover the amount, but this doesn't say they recovered it.
That's what my insurance company told me when I went and got
all the... You can't tell me that, madam. Show me.
I can't. That's all I had.
I mean, are you handing this to me as proof of what?
I can't say anything. That's what I thought it was.
What time had you arrived at the bar with your drunk boyfriend that night?
I was meeting him there. I wasn't in the bar at all, but it was about 9.
You were meeting him there, and what happened?
We got in our cars because...
No. He was at the bar because he had been drinking, right?
I wasn't there with him. I don't know.
But he was at the bar.
Yes.
You got to the bar, and you went inside to meet him, or
no.
You met him in the parking lot?
I met him in the parking lot. We were sitting in the parking lot talking to him and his friends.
You were sitting in whose car?
We were sitting on the back of his friend's tailgate.
And that was about 9 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
So he came out of the bar to sit in the back?
He was already outside when I got there.
Now, he was cited for driving while under the influence of alcohol that night. So it was clear that when you were talking to him, the back end of his friend's car, he was drunk, correct?
I don't know.
He didn't
appear drunk to me.
You're starting to break out in hives on your chest when I just asked you that question.
It's really hot.
No, it isn't. And you weren't hot before I asked you that question.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I know he's trouble. And you think that's adorable. Well, maybe you think that's adorable when you're in your 20s. By the time you're in your 40s, you're going to be an old lady if you're still with him. Because he's trouble.
And later today...
The loan was $69.95.
I don't care.
She didn't even have enough to pay it off.
I don't care. Because I don't like when you don't tell me the truth. And you didn't tell me the truth.
Real cases. Real people. Judge Judy. Joanne Wilbert says, fellow motorist Sarah Eubanks crashed into her on the highway and fled the scene. Sarah claims she fled because Joanne threatened to kill her.
It could have all been so easy. If you weren't drunk, all you had to do was to say to this lady, I'm really, really sorry. Here's my insurance information, here's my license and registration, and it was an accident. I certainly didn't mean to hit your car. Instead, you allowed fresh mouth. I never met you, never met her, never met him. I know he's trouble. And you think that's adorable. Well, maybe you think that's adorable when you're in your 20s. By the time you're in your 40s, you're going to be an old lady if you're still with him. Because he's trouble. So instead of you handling, because you said you weren't drinking, instead of you handling it like a lady, you handled it like a bum. And you're going to repay her insurance company. I don't care whether your insurance pays for it or you pay for it, but she shouldn't have her premiums go up. I don't think you were injured, madam. I actually don't think you were injured. I think that you took a good shaking, you know, as a result of this, but I don't think you would have gone this far with it if she hadn't been so irresponsible and reckless. Mm-hmm. Now, how much did it cost to get your car fixed?
Cost $1,958.
How long were you without a car?
Ma'am, what I had to do is I had to rent a vehicle because my vehicle was in the shop for 5 weeks. 5 weeks, and it was $550.
I have a paper here with everything that she got fixed and how long she had a rental car and how much it cost per day. She had her rental car for 27 days for $38.50 a day, which totaled to $1,039.50.
Oh, she said 500, so look at that.
The total for repairs was $1,180.58.
Right. Now, how much if she actually decided to sue you for whiplash and for strained neck, and how much do you think she's entitled to for that?
I'm not sure either.
It was certainly worth an apology, and here's my license, registration, my insurance, and I'll wait for the police instead of taking off after the boyfriend. Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $3,000. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I was at a bar. I'm 23 years old, having fun.
I know they were all drunk.
I can't even drink.
She came to pick me up. She can't get in to drink.
No, that's not true because these 18-year-olds are in a bar every night drinking.
Sitting in there, I'm listening to her lie the whole time, which is hilarious.
Because I passed that same bar on my way home.
You know, thanks for going at an 18-year-old like that. You're a good lady.
So he's a little deranged liar.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Farron versus Stallworth. Step forward.
Carl Farron is suing the mother of his child, Camilla Ramos Stallworth, for an unpaid loan to have cosmetic surgery.
Mr. Farron, when did your father pass away?
March 10, 2009.
Who paid for the funeral?
Myself, my sister, and Miss Ramos loaned myself and my sister $2,995.
When did you pay her back?
It was a gift from my sister and myself.
Yeah, it was a loan. Okay, this is what the case is about. This is the way we start. It's the way I start because I like to throw you off balance a little bit, Mr. Farron. You and the defendant have a child together. You have custody of the child, according to what I read in the papers. And it is your claim that several years ago, after the child was born, the defendant wanted a tummy tuck. You agreed to take out a loan as long as she made the payments on the loan.
Yes.
And she did make payments on the loan for an extended period of time until she got arrested, went to jail. What'd you go to jail for?
A DUI.
You don't go to jail for a DUI. What state do you live in?
New York.
Yeah, you don't go to jail for a DUI in New York.
I caught two DUIs.
You caught two DUIs?
Yes.
And what else?
She violated the order of protection.
And what else?
Violation of order of protection.
A lot of things.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I explain something?
No, not necessary.
Okay.
You acknowledge that he took out the loan, and you acknowledge that you made payments on the loan, correct?
That
just
is correct.
Just pay attention.
Yes, Your Honor, that's correct. The reason I didn't ask you for a reason.
I said you acknowledged in your answer that he took out the loan and that you made payments on the loan.
I would have been able to pay off the loan at that time. I have proof of that, Your Honor. Yes, I have $6,300.
Would you be quiet?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
What kind of work you do?
I'm a deputy director at a treatment facility.
Very good. Then let me tell you this, sir. If you don't have money enough to bury your father, then you had no right to take out a loan for her for a tummy tuck. However, the defendant says in her answer that she paid, round numbers, $3,000 for your father's funeral, and you struck up a new agreement, which was if she paid the $3,000 for your father's funeral, because you and your sister didn't have enough money, she would make so many more payments.
That's correct.
On the loan, and then she would be finished. So my question is, when did you pay back the $3,000? And the answer is, you didn't, correct?
It was a loan. She didn't have enough to pay back the balance regardless.
I don't care if they do.
The loan was $69.95.
I don't care.
She didn't even have enough to pay it off.
I don't care because I don't like when you don't tell me the truth. And you didn't tell me the truth. You didn't say what would have been reasonable if you said to me, well, I said to her, if you give me the $3,000 that we need to bury my father because that's an emergency, I'll knock off an extra $1,000 off the loan and just pay off the extra $2,000 so you're really getting some advantage. Now, if you said that to me, I would believe it.
That wasn't the agreement.
What was the agreement?
It was a loan. There was no agreement
Goodbye,
made.
Mr. Farron. I don't believe you. Goodbye. Your case is dismissed.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Back to T-Rex.
And on the next Judge Judy.
I had the complete money to pay off the loan.
She didn't have enough to pay off the loan, and she stopped paying it.
I loaned him money to help him bury his father.
Because she hasn't paid for a long time.
That's it. That should have been the end of this loan.
Pay anything. No child support, no daycare, no medical expenses. I cover everything.
Then we can be at peace, balance.
Just come see your son. That's it.